much.
We got Leo coming down. Good on you, Leo.
Oh, hi, Leo. Alrighty. So, as I said before, my name is Brody, and I would love to meet all of you guys. So what was your name? Oh, he's in the middle of eating. I'm so sorry. I'll come back to you. And what was your name? Lana. And what was your name? Evelyn. And we've got Leo here. And what was your name? Ariella. Amazing. Awesome. So I'm going to share today a little story about God's plan for Joseph. Has anyone heard that story before? No. You might have? Awesome. You have? That's awesome. So I'm going to read this story from the Bible, from my big Bible here. The title, it's from Genesis 37, and it's called Joseph's Dreams. Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan. This is the account of Jacob's family line. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending to the flocks with his brothers. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his sons because he had been born to him in his old age, and he'd made an ornate robe for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of corn out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said. "This time the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come down and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Can any of you imagine what it would be like to have 11 brothers? I think that it would be a pretty crazy house. I think it would be pretty crazy. Do you think that everyone would get along? No, I think it would be pretty hard. Those of you who have siblings, do you guys always get along? I know that it's very hard to get along with my brother. He's not here. So Jacob had a favourite son whose name was Joseph. And Jacob gave Joseph special responsibilities, like making sure his older brothers were getting all their work done. And Jacob even gave him a special coat just to show him how much he loved him. How do you think Joseph's brother felt when they saw all of the special treatment and attention that Jacob was getting?
Joseph was getting.
Yeah. A bit jealous. I think so too. And angry. Yeah. I know that when I'm at home and my brother gets to go to the footy with my dad, I get a little bit jealous too. One night, Joseph had a dream, and in his dream, he was out in the field with his brothers and they were tying up bundles of grain. And all of a sudden, Joseph's bundle stood up while all his brothers' bundles bowed down to it. That sounds pretty crazy, right? Pretty weird. But he had a second dream, and in this dream, Joseph saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars. Ooh, does anyone know what do you think these dreams might have meant? Yeah.
Because God was sending him these dreams.
God was sending him these dreams, that's right. Absolutely. How many of you have a younger brother or sister? Are you the oldest in your family? Yeah. Do you have another sibling? Another brother or sister? No, just you? Yeah. And which one's the youngest out of you guys? You're the youngest. Yeah. Amazing. Do you have any siblings? No siblings, no. Could you imagine if they came up to you one day and said someday they were going to be able to boss you around? How would that make you feel? It's already happening. There we go. So maybe angry or jealous or even sad. Joseph's dreams weren't bad, but it was wrong of him to brag to his brothers. Joseph allowed his dreams to make him a bit prideful. And pride is when we start thinking more highly of ourselves than we should. We become prideful when we forget that all the things we have and all the things we're good at are gifts from God. So, what are some ways... Oh, sorry. So, God chose to bless Joseph even though he sinned and was prideful. Just like Joseph, we don't deserve God's blessings, but because God loves us so much, he blesses us too. What are some ways that God blesses you? Can you think of anything? Maybe it's a warm hug from mum or dad. Or maybe it's an awesome dinner that we got to have at home. Or maybe a chip from McDonald's. Maybe. These are just some small things. All of the good things in life are blessings from God. The best and most important blessing from God is Jesus. So instead of punishing us for our pride, God sent his only son to take the punishment for us. And he did this because he loves us so much. Today, we can thank God for making a way for our sins to be forgiven so that we know God more. And thank you all so much for listening today. I do have a little activity if you guys want to. Have you guys ever made origami before? Well, I've got some instructions here, and it might be a little bit tricky, but if you need help, come and get me and I'll come and help you. Or I've also got a colouring sheet for you guys to do, so come and get one if you'd like, and I'll hand it back over to you guys. Thanks.